Hello folks, I'm Aussie Mike, your host for today's episode of Wellness Must Hears. In today's episode, I'll be joined by my friend and fellow musketeer, Dr. Richard Kennedy, and our special guest, Ms. Jolene Wang, who will take us through a guided 15-minute walking meditation. Before I introduce Jolene, Dr. Kennedy, can you perhaps provide us with a few comments regarding the benefits meditation have on our health?
Over to you, Rich. Sure, Mike. Good to hear and see you again. Jolene, welcome. Meditation has many benefits, and I'm just going to list a few, and we can talk about them at a later time in depth if we need to. They include it eases anxiety and depression. It can bolster one's self-confidence. It reduces stress. It can reduce inflammation, which are the things that happen that can lead to pain. It improves one's brain health. It can help to curb different types of addiction. It can ease pain. It can help to control different types of food craving that are unhealthy for us. It can decrease blood pressure. All of these things can be affected by a steady, regular meditation environment. Can't do this once in a while, like most good things, and expect to give you benefits all the time. And I'm sure Charlotte will elaborate and help us, give us some guidance on how we can do this and how it can help to improve our lives on a day-to-day basis. So that's all I have to say for now, Mike.
Delivered. Thanks, Dr. Gabe. So with all of those inputs in mind, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce our guest today, Ms. Jolene Wang. I've had the pleasure of working with Jolene for over 20 years at World Bank Fitness Centers. Jolene is a yoga teacher and wellness coach at the World Bank Group Fitness Centers. Her passion is to help people have a healthy, vibrant body, peaceful, resilient mind, and live a meaningful and fulfilling life. She uses a holistic approach to help people find happiness, build confidence, and develop a lifelong, happy lifestyle. She has a master's degree in physical health promotion at American University and is an American Yoga Alliance registered yoga teacher. She is a well-purchased certified health and wellness coach and the American College of Sports Medicine certified exercise physiologist. Welcome, Charlotte. Great to be with us today at Wellness Musketeer.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here with you. I'm Dr. Kennedy.
Great, Charlotte. We really look forward to this. So over to you for our guided walking meditation.
Thank you, Mike. So now let's come to standing. Let's start with some very gentle movement. Stand with your feet hip distance apart, parallel with each other. Keep your hips slightly back, directly over your ankles. Gently down through your neck so you feel grounded. As you inhale, reach your arms all the way up to the sky. Exhale, release your arms all the way down at your side. Inhale, reach your arms up to the sky. Exhale, release your arms back down. Continue moving at your pace. Connect your movements with your breathing. When you're finished, release your arms back to your side and take a moment to feel the residual in your body. How's your energy? Now let's begin to walk. Center yourself in your body and in the present moment. appreciate the fact that you are able to walk, which many people cannot. Perceive how miracle it is. Be grateful that your body works so wonderfully. Gently lift your chest up so you feel calm. You are walking with confidence and dignity. Be fully present in the moment. Be aware of the space around you. Feel the air on your skin, the smell in your nose. Hear the sound around you. Be open-minded. You may hear birds singing, leaves whistling, people talking, or cars passing by. Just be present. Hear what you hear without judgment. Be fully present with your steps. Slow it down a bit. You are not walking to get any place. Just be here and be now. Feel the present moment. Feel the very sensation of walking in your feet. You may feel the movement of your foot as a whole when it touches the ground. Or you may feel the shifting from your heel to the ball of your foot on each step. Also feel the movement in your neck, in your snip. An movement in your whole body. Moment by moment, step by step, you are walking like massaging the Mother Earth with your feet. If you notice your mind wandering, gently bring it back to the present moment. Now gently bring your awareness to breathing. Where do you feel your breath at? How's the quality? Your tongue and your throat. If you notice your posture starts slouching, gently lift your chest up and walk with a long spine. Feel confident and proud of yourself. Gently bring your awareness to abdomen and the lower side. Notice how they gently extend outward as you zoom out and release as you exhale. Gradually invite your breathing to become smooth. Deepen. Continue your ask. Your breathing is also deep and wide. You're breathing through your nose. The gently bring your awareness to nostrils. Feel the touch of your breath in your nostrils. The inhalation is slightly cool. You may connect your steps with your breathing in the way that you feel natural to you. If you notice your mind wandering, gently bring your awareness back to your breathing. When you feel it's time to finish your walking meditation, we'll slowly come to a stop. Take a moment to feel the residue in your body, in your mind, in your heart. Notice if there's any difference between how you feel now and before your walking meditation practice. Meditation awakens awareness. With regular practice, we are more likely to bring this awareness to our daily life, to be aware of our thoughts, speech, and action. With awareness, we make a better choice. Every moment is a potential. This concludes our walking meditation. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Sally. I know I personally got a lot out of that, just for my own walking program. Dr. K, I'd be interested in your thoughts too, but the thing that stands out for me is that I think today's society, we're so enamored with statistics and performance metrics, and walking programs are geared around getting that 10,000 steps a day, and we get upset if we don't get the 10,000, and how many calories we burn, and so forth, which is quite a good metric, but I think we lose the mindfulness of the ability to commune with nature, live with gratitude, just getting that feeling of being alive, thankful. I think that's what I got out of Jolene's meditation, and something I had to incorporate into my own walking program. It's more than just about getting a metric. It's about being in nature and getting it into a meditation practice, if you will. What are your thoughts, Dr. K?
I fully agree with you. I think one of the things that comes to mind is that in, as you're doing it, and this is a question I had for Charlotte, in it reminds me of when I learned Qigong, and which I think is a different form of meditation. I think all meditations, when they're working, they allow you to get in touch with yourself, but with everything around you. And with the busy schedules of life that we have and the chaos of the life that we are living in these days, taking the time on a regular basis, I would think, is a good thing because it, and I'll use the terminology anxiety, because it's one of the biggest things that has come unraveled during the pandemic. And you see a lot of people who don't know how to calm themselves over the anxiety that are happening, that are not because there's something physically coming at them. It is just the life in and of itself that becomes overwhelming. If you think that meditation in different forms can be a benefit in that way, Jalen.
Yeah, this is absolutely true, Dr. Kennedy. Yeah, meditation is a downward journey. It's a great opportunity to try inward, to connect with your body, with your breath, and your mind. Be aware of your thoughts. As you mentioned about anxiety, especially during after this pandemic, we just so many people feel anxious. When we feel anxious, it's most often because of thinking about the future. But meditation brings up the present moment, be here and be now, to connect with yourself. And just simply bring your awareness to your breathing, to your body sensation, to your snap, is a great way to come back to present moment, to help you to stay grounded, help you calm down. And there are many formats, you can say formats are different ways using different things at a focal point where you meditate. Like today we use steps, we use breath, body sensation as a connection. People also using other tools like the mantra, like a mental image, like a lotus flower. These are different ways. I think just recommend you find the way that feel natural, feel you can connect with you. That's a good way to start.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. And I think bring up a good point there because I know myself, I've tried meditation in a traditional form, if you call it that. And I found it difficult, and probably a lot of people do, to get into that sort of habit. But I can't think that a walking meditation would be a good way to develop a meditation habit. Who knows where it goes from then? As you say, find what works for you. I definitely got something out of your presentation tonight. We really appreciate it, Jalen. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you so very much.
Mike.
Thank you, folks, for joining us at Wellness Musketeers. Tune in for upcoming episodes to learn global health leaders and trend-setting authors to gain the tools to improve your health, work performance, and live a more balanced quality of life. Please subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Share this recording with your family, friends, and colleagues. You can make contributions through a link provided in our program page to allow the podcast to grow. Please let us know what you need to learn to help you live your best life. Send your questions and ideas for future episodes to davidmbliss@gmail.com. Thanks again, folks, and special thanks to my fellow Muscovina belt, Emily, and Ed. A very big thanks to our guest today, Jalen Lapp. Stay tuned for future episodes of Wellness Musketeers. Goodbye, folks.